Unit 2. Ideas about beauty. Reading 1. Ideas about beauty. Most people would agree that beauty is in the eye of the beholder. That is, everybody has a different measure of what or who is beautiful and what is not. And in fact, researchers in different fields have collected convincing evidence that even people from different cultures tend to rate beauty in much the same way. However, researchers do not agree on whether the factors which influence how most people judge beauty come from genetics, nature, or culture, society. Devendra Singh, a psychologist at the University of Texas at Austin, conducted an experiment in 1993 to find out if different men found different female body shapes attractive. Dr. Singh gave drawings of different female body shapes to a variety of men and asked them to choose the most attractive body shape. Even though the men came from a wide range of cultural backgrounds, they all tended to rate the hourglass body shape as the most attractive. In fact, Dr. Singh found that any woman whose waist is 70% as wide as her hips is judged as attractive by most men, no matter how big the woman is overall. Body shape, not weight, seemed to be viewed as the critical factor for attractiveness by men in the survey. Dr. Singh explained this result from the perspective of evolution. Women who develop an hourglass shape have a relatively high level of estrogen, the female hormone. Because estrogen levels also influence fertility, men may subconsciously view these women as good candidates for producing children. Therefore, according to Dr. Singh, the men who choose these types of women have the potential for having more children. Over time, evolution would favor men who have inherited genes from their fathers, which influence the selection of this type of fertile woman. Douglas Yu, a biologist at Imperial College in London, has a different theory about men's ideas of beauty. Dr. Yu thinks that culture, especially culture developed through exposure to the media, has had the largest influence on how men judge beauty. In order to test this, Dr. Yu traveled to southeast Peru to interview men in an isolated community, far from the reach of modern television, movies, and magazines. Through his own survey, Dr. Yu found that the men in this isolated community preferred heavier women with wider waists, and not particularly women with hourglass shapes. Because this small community has lived apart from Western mass communication, their own culture has not been influenced by outside standards of beauty. Dr. Yu points out that this group has experienced the same genetic evolution as all humans do, but their own culture has defined beauty by a different standard. In order to check the reliability of his study, Dr. Yu surveyed two other groups of men from this same community. However, the second and third groups surveyed by Dr. Yu had more exposure to Western media. The results of these later surveys show that as men from this isolated community came into contact with Western media, their standards of beauty began to change more toward the Western standard of beauty. Dr. Yu concluded from these findings that even if evolution played a part in men's selection of mates, cultural influences are more powerful in the end and work faster in changing men's standards. With both satellite communication and the internet broadcasting images and information, globalization has become almost impossible to avoid. It is becoming harder and harder to find isolated communities like the one surveyed by Dr. Yu. The genetics versus culture debate may soon become irresolvable, simply because there will be no uninfluenced groups left to ask.